America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Especially with news like this, like when you see which teams you're going to play, they're going to play twice, and which teams are only going to play once. I just think that we are past, we are in a season where it doesn't really matter. Like, under normal circumstances in years, like in recent history, you definitely want to play Houston twice. You definitely want to play FAU twice. You want every chance you can get at these top-tier, you know, these teams that are projected to be really, really good. You want as many chances as you can get at those teams. Well, the AAC this year is not looking so hot. And so, like, you know, I guess UAB is probably going to be the biggest contender, the biggest threat to Memphis winning the league. And they get them twice, so that's good. You know, maybe FAU, but I mean, they got a whole new team with a new coaching staff and all that stuff, so who knows what they're going to be like. But you get them twice, for better or worse. You know, like I said, normally that's kind of what you're looking for when the pairings come out, but I'm not sure it really matters this year, because for the most part, the league is it just does. There are no Houstons and there are no FAUs, and who knows, maybe, you know, you get a situation where there's a surprise, like last year, South Florida snuck up on everybody and made a little bit of noise. I think they cracked the top 25 there at the end or whatever, but I'll have to see it to believe it this year.
Munns, we appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, y'all.
That is Jason Munns, Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. This is what I want to get your thoughts on, Herd. If, I guess I'll start with this question. Is it getting harder for Memphis to recruit high school guys than it was, let's say, even 5 years ago?
I'm going to say no, because the thing about it is Penny still resonates with so many, one, parents.
Yes.
And two, kids, even if it's just because of the shoes.
Sure.
I mean, these kids are sneakerheads, especially the best athletes, and Penny is still one of the hottest shoe. Two, they associate him with being a pro. And so with that, like PGM over the weekend, people still come up and take pictures with Penny. I think sometimes, like, because we're here, we don't realize, you know, when you're around something too long, even us with our wife and kids, I don't have a wife, Jeffrey, but like, they might not realize how great of a personality, because they get this, when you're around right. something so much, you can take it for granted. But when he going into a kid house in Texas or California and them parents like, oh, I remember you did this and did that, he still resonates. Another thing is, I'm hearing that Memphis has now a lot of NIL money. These days, I don't care if you're Lamorne, no disrespect to them or anybody, if you have NIL money,
it's all transactional.
You can recruit.
Yes.
You can definitely recruit. I think Memphis is always and will always be a great setup. The NBA facility, the passionate fans,
people care, yeah.
The community, I think it would always be great. I think, no even disrespect to the Grizzlies, John Morant is so much of a great player. Right now we all split. But when it's not a super great player there, from me coming up in Memphis, the Tigers have always even over-succeeded, Tiger basketball have over-succeeded the Grizzlies at times. So for me, no, I think he can still do it. It sounds like from that list, though, he's probably deep in the portal in 25 and deeper in high school in 26. But the messed up thing with all this is we have to talk about it and we have to, everybody has to do their job. But rosters are changing so much year to year that it's hard because it's like I want to take a few high school kids. And I don't know if you fully asked me this, but this has been the talk, talking to these coaches. I want to take a few high school kids and develop them, but nobody is waiting. So this same kid that you thought you was going to develop and you did a favor by taking him, he's transferring the next year too. So it's about finding a good balance. And right now, like you said, and I didn't want to jump in on Munson, was making a great point when you said he missed out on Billy and Curtis. Well, unfortunately, high school kids ain't the ultimate sting. I think the ultimate sting was David Jones not coming back.
Yeah. And that seems to be the one that affected Penny the most.
Yeah. I think that was more of a stinger than I think if you could ask Penny out of the three which one he would rather have this year, probably be David Jones, you know? And so I just think this thing is taking a different world of its own. And every year is getting more incredible. Even on my level, people got agents and got. I mean, I'm talking about high school kids. They got NIL. They got this. So it's taking a world of its own. I think every coach, I mean, I talked to some of the best coaches in the business over the weekend. Like me and Darryl Hurley had a long conversation, and John Shire and Bruce Brown. So everybody is like, and this thing is finna get crazier. But nobody fully understands where it's headed. Where it's finna head, or they know where it's going. They got a good rap, but they don't know how. You know how you know a touchdown is 100 yards?
Yes.
They don't know when does it stop. Is it right. 200 yards? Do you keep running like Forrest Gump, just run the band over? I mean, it keeps going. And so I say it to say I do think Penny is still great with high school kids, but it's a matter of how great do he need to be? How much time? I think it's on him to balance it. But if he wants to, yeah, I think Penny Hardaway and Memphis Tiger basketball is still in good condition with high school kids.
Norton was at Peach Jam over the weekend last week, I should say. We're going to talk about that during the list. We'll do that when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 99 FM, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Norton Hurd joining me this week. on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Let's get into the list.
Jeffrey and Company make a list of the biggest stories, both good and bad, that we need to talk about. This is The List.
You just made the list!
Presented by Birdies 901, Memphis's place for virtual golf. The List on 92.9.
Peach Jam.
You just made the list!
All right, Herd, give me the lowdown. Well, it's obviously one of, I think it's now safe to say, it's the biggest grassroots event of the summer, right?
Oh, yeah, not close. It's Nike Championship. It's the EYBL. I mean, this year, I try to explain it to people, and I don't know if you ever win, Jeffrey, but if you haven't.
I've not been to Peach Jam, but I've been to equivalents, baseball equivalents, really. But not Peach Jam.
So you got to go. I know you like to go on your vacation to Vegas and all that. You got to go.
Now I'm at the point where even Vegas isn't fun. It's like I'm so old.
You got to go because it's hard to explain it. When I watch the draft now, half of the first round has came from Peach Jam. Any college basketball game, I mean, either it's a kid from Team Thad or the EYBL, so it's nothing like it. So one to play in the Nike EYBL is nothing like it. Then to come to Peach Jam, I mean, when you get the Peach Jam, you drive to the back, right? This is all the teams. You drive to the back, they have valet for you. You get out. So you go underground, you come up. Augusta does a great job with all the volunteers, the churches. They cook you food all day. So when you get their breakfast, lunch, dinner, they have created barbershops and spas inside to make sure that the players and coaches keep maintenance up. And this is before we get to the basketball. Then the cameras, the action, all the NBA guys that have teams from Thad, Ja, Paul George, LeBron, Melo, the highs of the high. This year, I don't know if you saw any of it online, they partnered up with the NBA.
Well, there were some games on NBA TV that I was watching.
That's what I was going to tell you. They partnered up with the NBA. So the NBA and Nike basketball, we have been talking about this for a couple years, as young as the grassroots level and even before, because what Nike has done, what the NBA has done, a study, and a lot of people has realized now, guys like me, and to get the kids now and younger, we're pretty much are going to have the next future of the next NBA guy. So now they want to, you know, put resources together to start helping these programs that have this product that they're going to have in a few years even more prepared. So Nike basketball is considered its own entity now. It's like the second biggest basketball entity in the world after the NBA. And so that's why this year the games weren't even on ESPN. It was a lot of games. We played a couple games on NBA TV. And so it's unbelievable. And we didn't win it, but I'm just so happy that we made it once again 4 or 5 years in a row. Right here out of Memphis, Tennessee. And I would tell any parent, man, even if you don't play for Team Thad, if you have a kid good enough and any Nike team wants you, you're doing a disservice. It's the best of the best.
How many age groups do they have now?
So the EYBL have 17, 16, and 15s, and then they just added the 8th grade, the junior EYBL. This was the first year of it, and they had a championship.
So did you take one team?
No, all our teams.
Okay, so you had – how many teams do you have competing?
It was three. Our 16 and 17s made Peach Jam, and our 8th graders made junior EYBL. So in the original Peach Jam, we had 3 out of 4 in it.
So the thing that's interesting to me about the NBA investment, or if you will, or Nike, whether it be direct money or whatnot, Adam Silver this year had comments about the readiness of players. Mm-hmm. And essentially, he was not happy with the development of guys. Is that what we're starting to see where the NBA is going, all right, well, if we're not happy with development, we're going to start investing in this because that's where we want the development to come from?
I think that is important. I think that's two different subjects. Right now, I think the NBA sees that the EYBL of American players are like 70-some percent.
Yeah.
So they want to get early and see what's going on. And then, you know, but two, the point I think he is making is bigger than, you know, you see what France doing. I think that was a different subject. That was Nike and NBA. That subject you said is very important, too. You see what France, you see what different things do. And if you don't know how grassroots go and know about the EYBL or Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, you hear quotes online all the time and say, AAU is doing AAU. Well, the EYBL is not considered AAU.
Correct.
Team that is not considered. You call it that because you play. But an AAU program is like a team you will see out here, the Memphis this, the this, that. Not
does anyone even play actual AAU anymore?
Yeah, it's still people, but they put everything in a category AAU, and that's just not what it is. You know right. what I mean? Nike, if you come to an EYBL session in Memphis, you would think you had a conference tournament of a Power Five from the ref. We have SEC refs from the hospitality, the security, a lot of coaches in the EYBL are in the highlight were former college coaches. I coached against a couple NBA coaches one time. You know, I got a couple head D1 coaches that if they don't get a job, they come in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The preparation, the how you do stuff, the money. So I know people say the development of basketball, they have been hard on AAU and high school coaches in America, but and then when you hear AAU, they put them all in one box, and that's not educationally correct.
Well, and to me, it also speaks to a bigger issue to me, which is, okay, it's always fun to go, oh, it's just AAU. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? People will use that throwaway. But now we have a system where, okay, guys will frequently, what, 1 year they're on your team, the next year they're on somebody else's. Mm-hmm. Like that happens. But the biggest change to me now is, okay, now we've got guys that are going to school for 1 year, and then they're going to go to another school. Maybe they go to a third school. Maybe they go to the league. To me, it's just the constant bouncing around where I could see where you're not happy with development, because then it just becomes essentially you're just trying to put together a team to win one tournament or win, you know, to have a big summer. Is that actually happening, or is that a perception that maybe doesn't hold true?
No, that happens, Jeffrey. Matter of fact, I appreciate that question. That happens. Now, one, in the EYBL, we have rules in Nike. So you can't leave after a certain time. You can't take nobody from another Nike program. So it is some rules. But, Jeffrey, what you just said, think about this. If an AAU guy or a player or parent does that, go to 3-4 teams or 3-4 high schools, they will be looked at in a certain way. But let me say this, Jeffrey. What you're saying, this from the click in your head, that's the same thing that's going on in college now.
100%.
It's the same thing that's going on in college now. But really, AAU or grassroots basketball, that's what we call it in the EYBL, it has inspired the whole world. We just don't get the money for it. Even what they did in the NBA this year, because people like to win tournaments with the in-season tournament.
Yes.
That was inspired from grassroots basketball.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Well, that and it was another opportunity for the NBA to sell, like, okay, we can sell this as another TV package.
For sure. I mean, it come down to money. Yes. But people as old as 40 and 50 love winning stuff. Like, people
for
got
sure.
mad at LeBron for not... Why are you – don't be – people – everybody not going to win the championship, so you want to add something else in there, like a tournament or a tournament weekend, and people love it. So I think –
MJ never won the NBA Cup.
You say who?
MJ never won the NBA Cup.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, that's a debate for the LeBron fans. So, no, grassroots basketball, like you said, is at its highest, and the things that the EYBL and NBA are doing, I think they have, like, a plan to go as long as 10 years – it's just going to keep evolving. This basketball, like when me and you watched that Melo clip, you know what was funny about the Melo clip? You had me to watch it to see how interested it was, right?
Yes.
What I thought was funny was he thought this was Carmelo Anthony with a signature shoe signing for 5 years, $85 million, when the ninth player is signing for that right now.
I mean, Sam Hauser just got, what, $45 million? I think it was four at 45.
Yeah.
Sam's, what, the ninth guy?
Yes, $85 million is a 7-8 player. So I'm thinking that's how much this thing have evolved. This basketball thing is, I don't know if it'll ever get to baseball. It's the more I do more research about you, you're a big baseball guy, your dad or whatever.
Well, my dad is. Yeah. That's all. I just have familiarity with it.
Yeah, well, I know their contracts have been crazy. I'm going to say that. And I think the NBA.
Well, they're all guaranteed, which is huge.
The NBA and basketball has finally, it's getting to a place where it's just about to be crazier and crazier with this basket from a young age.
Well, the other thing that kind of has interested me is, because we've been talking about it, to your point from the last segment, if I'm not one of the 15, 20, 25, wherever you want to draw your line, best players that everybody's recruiting, because to me it seems like, and you can tell me if I've got it wrong, It seems to me like now with the elite high school guys, everybody's still going after like the top 20, mm-hmm. top 20, top 25. And then after that, it's not that schools wouldn't take them, but they're not getting the high level consideration that they once would. And now it's almost like if I've got, you know, if I'm not Duke, if I'm not Kansas, North Carolina, but, you know, I've got a good program, I'm almost kind of de-emphasizing high school recruiting because guys that I would take for developmental projects, you know, maybe he's like the 75th, 100th best player, whatnot, but I know he's not going to play a ton for me. Well, I'm not even taking that guy anymore because I just know if he's not playing, he's going to leave anyway. Mm-hmm. Is that what's actually happening? Because I'm curious if that's like a misconception. Like, how is it actually working right now?
It is, but you got some coaches that still believe in they want 2-3 high school kids. And you got some parents that will do a 2-year plan. But for me, I just think it's year to year. You don't have to sit out a year. And I do think even if you take a top 100 high school kid, to be top 100, you still got to be awesome. To be top 100, you still got to give them a decent amount of money. To be top 100, their parents and inner circle feel like they are the bomb. Mm-hmm. And them not playing it all that year, they're not staying.
No, because that's, to me, like, you touched on what I have always felt. Like, one of the common criticisms now for Penny is it's changing year to year. And I kind of want to pull my hair out and I'm saying, this isn't just Penny. Like, I mean, honestly, even with UConn let, was it Sonogo? They let Sonogo go because they had Klingon.
Mm-hmm.
But they still probably had 4 or 5 guys that left. And this is the defending national champion. And then I'm looking like across the country. And like you said, even if I've got a guy that I want to keep for 3 or 4 years, I mean, how realistic is that? Because it just feels to me like if I'm also a player and I'm not playing, well, I probably want to go play.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to go somewhere. It's really difficult for me to sit there and criticize for saying, like, there's not a better plan to keep guys when I'm sitting there going, this is what they've got. Like, the guy, they can leave whenever they want, as many times as they want. I really struggle as pointing and saying, like, this is a program flaw because I don't really feel like it is. Like, I think that's an unfortunate reality. Now, nobody's crying for the coaches. Like, you know, hey, this is why you get paid a lot of money to do this.
For sure.
But, like, I do sympathize with coaches when they say it is difficult to build a program. I do have sympathy. How would you do it?
Whoa. Well, one, I wouldn't want you to have sympathy for me if you go get me $1 million to do it. So I start there. But the way...
Well, I think the other problem is it's like, okay, well, where am I coaching? All right, let's say you're at...
High major, right?
Let's say you're at a high major. You're at... Let's say you're at, like... Because I don't want to use Memphis, but let's use, like... give me, like, a middle-of-the-road Big East. Let's say you're the coach at, like, Providence. So a program that's got access to talent, but it's not like year after year year. Like, it's a good program, but
I would do it like most try to do. You're going to try to get guys that want to fit your style and system. Well, I hope you want to do that. You got, no matter how good or not a recruit is, everybody must have a culture for you to be successful. You got to have a style and a culture. You know, I didn't ran across some kids even on my level. They're really good, but they might not fit our culture, or I wouldn't do a good job with Zach Edey because we play too fast.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And some people would just take the player. Oh, I'm taking the best of it. No.
I'll figure
it out.
I like
to try to figure when it comes to talent, you get a lot of, I'll figure it out. But for me, I like to stick in, what do we do well or what do we need? Sometimes people get players they don't even need because they're better. My daughter have texted me since I've been here, you don't need a new toy today. You know what
yes.
I mean? Like, you probably deal with the same thing. So for me,
I've stepped over more stuff that I don't even know what it is that I can think of in the last 6 months.
So you get it. So for me, what I would do is find players that fit what I do. And I would get a lot of transfers. So your defense, I know how frustrated we get because we're diehard fans here and we used to loving on a player for years. But not taking up for him, that's not really a Penny or Memphis thing. That's just the world of college basketball.
Yes.
Now, unfortunately, you know. And so I would, and being older is the key to winning now. You're not going to see the Calipari teams win anymore. Matter of fact, one and done is going to be non-existent almost. You might get 5 or 6 one and dones right now. With these, you got to be older. So I would try to get older and stay older for probably like 60-70% of my roster. And then I would try to bring 2-3 high school kids, knowing that this could go either way.
Yes.
But my 7-9 guy rotation got to be guys that's ready, and I think that's the only way you have a chance of winning on the highest level.
Yeah, I'm with you because, number one, I do think it's smart to start with culture. It's like, okay, even you got to have things that apply to your program no matter what. I honestly think, though, if I'm MTSU or I'm Arkansas State, I'm going to Peach Jam, and okay, I'm not going to get the top 25 guys, but like I'm sitting there going with like 50 through 125. You come play for me. Ball out. If you want to leave, like that's fine. But like I don't understand how programs like that would even do it anymore, because the idea of like building like a team for 3 or 4 years, like I think that's, especially if you got no money, like to me it's almost like you're better off going and being the place where these guys can go play, and yeah, maybe they're leaving, but maybe one or two stays and you wind up with better players probably than you ever would have had.
Well, you know what's funny? MTSU hadn't started doing it, but they about to. If you go to the SWAC, like Mo Williams at Jackson State, our good friend Tony Medlock at Alabama State, they recruit like that now. So it's like everybody has to take a shot. They are treat themselves with no disrespect. They understand the game. They tell kids, like, treat us like a JUCO. Come here for a year, and we want to send you to Memphis. Come here for 2 years. And so everybody is learning this thing and understanding where this thing going and what benefits their program. Like, come kill here for you. I think the only thing that'll mess some kids up between 50 and 100 is, instead of going to MTSU, like I told you earlier, the money. Because
yeah.
I actually know guys that have went to Kansas, NC State, I don't want to keep naming names, where they have paid them $200,000-$300,000 and they didn't get in the game. You know what I mean? And so, but I do think if you go, like PJR, point guard this year, if you go to a Tulsa MTSU for a year and you average double digits, you will be so hot that you would triple your money, so it'll all even out still in the long run. You know, because like an MTSU, they probably ain't going to have nothing.
No, I don't
30,
think
30, 40, 50,000. You know, in these days,
maybe.
If you 50 to 100, you going to want to at least hear that six-figure thing. And so that's the only thing that can get a little blurry.
When you're there, I'm not asking you to name names.
Mm-hmm.
What is the conversation going amongst the coaches right now?
So, you're talking about like me and
with college guys.
Well, they just, well, you know, with anything, coaches that's used to having control, they're not going to like.
No, they do not. That is the one thing they do not like is having, they do not have control over their roster anymore.
Yeah, and well, anytime they got to share power,
yes,
whatever, they're not going to like that. They just, like I keep saying, they want to figure out where it's going. Now, the good one's going to evolve. You know, Bill Self, a good friend of mine, he's going to figure it out. Rock Chase, you know, Dan Hurd, Bruce Pearl, those guys are going to figure it out. Of course, like I say, they're losing power because they can't sit a kid now or hide them like we was talking about
yes.
GG to develop them now, or they're gone. So, of course, they don't like that part. But on the flip side, high majors are good because when a kid leave, they can just go steal another kid. I just think stealing might be the wrong word here because it's legal. But you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
You're taking something. The other coach don't want to lose the guy. Well, Let's be real. Like,
I mean, Penny just took a guy that left UTSA and was going to Rice. And if you're sitting there, if you're Rice, you're like, well, Memphis just came in the last hour and got him. Like, and you get it. You know what I mean? Like, and it's a depth guy for Memphis.
Yeah.
It's not like Penny's building the team around him, but it is a depth guy.
He would have been a starter.
Correct.
And I hate, like you say, it's personal for me because, like, Rob Lanier is a great guy. I know him.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
Yes.
And I know Penny, so
no, I mean, like, I sympathize. But then there's also, like, the other one's like, yeah, I mean, that's what that's why the Rice job is really freaking hard.
Yeah, yeah. High academic school, but it's hard. But no, Jeff, it's going to continue. It's a dog-eat-dog world in this thing, and it always will be on this level. And the better coaches will figure it out. And I think Memphis is in a really good situation because I'm hearing more and more. I don't ask and stuff, and I don't research it all the time. But people saying that our NIL is pretty. I'm gonna tell you, let me flip this for you, Jeffrey. Do you know now? Coaches tell me when you're recruiting, NIL is if not the first question, the second. You know, the first year you was getting used to it, you would try to hide it. Like, let's talk about the last day.
How do we talk around it? Like, how do we,
like, the last day of the visit, let's throw it in there.
We finished dinner now. It's been great. Do you have, like, a folder? Like, is there like, a piece of paper that maybe has some numbers on it? Like, yeah. Just wondering. Like,
back
what
on a receipt, yeah, can you write some down?
It feels like there's one topic we need to kind of bring up. But, you know, let's play nice. Yes.
Now they saying, like.
What's the first thing?
Think about this, Jeffrey. While the NCAA tournament is going on, you might have a guy, and we just using examples here, that transferred from Tennessee to UCLA.
Yeah.
Like, he put his name in the portal on the first day. He's saying he committed 2 days later. He has not even went on a visit.
Mm-hmm.
People have been asking me, how has it happened? People are committing from NIL guarantees and portal but Zoom meetings. They don't care how that university look at this point. They care about their play. Because I'm going to be real to the NIL, they're not staying on campus anymore, Jeffrey. They stand by me, and you are better than that, okay?
Better, but yes.
Yeah. So
I mean, Georgia's starting quarterback's driving a Lamborghini.
Oh, my. I'm going to be real with you. I can't say his name. It was a player we had here, and he was unproductive the second half. He was staying in a three-bedroom loft downtown Memphis,
This is the days and age of the dorm is gone, yes.
Yes, on the basketball team last year. Three-bedroom loft. Now, I ain't saying Memphis, LA, but it's grown men who have never had a three-bedroom loft down there that makes decent money.
I mean, when I first got here, it's like I couldn't even look at those apartments. Like, forget the three-bedroom, just downtown.
Yeah.
can't even look at that. Okay, I might owe you an apology. We are getting ready to go to the fourth quarter. Germany has a three-point lead, 71-68. You might have been 100% right when you said, are we sure the South Sudan game wasn't, like, a little alarming? They're down three at the start of the fourth.
Yeah, I told you, Jeffrey, I'm not going overboard like some other people are, but I still think that's just a little too close. And I love South Sudan's story.
For sure.
I love the what the guys have done, but I still think America should beat the crap out of them. That's just me. I still maybe don't win by 43, but at least 33, but it shouldn't be three or two or one. And part of that, too, when you're dealing with a lot of stars, too, I think they all trying not to step on each other's toes.
There's a lot of, like, all right, your turn, my turn. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of that. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a look. I beg your pardon. They hit a three, so it's now
tie game.
Six. No, they're down
six.
Oh,
the other team hit a three.
Correct.
Oh.
Okay, so Holiday has played 8 minutes. And let's see. Yes, he started. Ant has played 12. Derek White's played 12. Tatum's played 12. Bam has played 12. Booker, 17. LeBron, 19. Embiid, 17. Holiday, 8. And then Curry, 17.
Halliburton ain't got in.
Halliburton has got a DNP. Durant's still hurt. And then the other three guys, the college guys, have not played.
Why is Derek White getting in the rotation so quick like this?
I mean, he's just on that second unit, and they need a guy that, to your point, like, you need kind of a role guy.
He got 12 minutes, though, Coach. He got more than a star. Like, he got the same thing that Jason Tatum in them has.
I mean, he has as many minutes as Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. I think you said Tatum had 12 minutes also,
he has,
Anthony Edwards.
The guys with 12 are Bam, Tatum, Ant, and then
Coach Pop must have made a call to Kerr.
Man, that feels like the other thing. It's like maybe
Pop still run a lot.
I would think
overall, Pop still run a lot of stuff.
I mean, all these guys are more or less his guys.
Yes.
I mean, I guess you could make the argument with that Spo is more a Riley guy.
Yeah.
But I mean, Kerr's a Pop guy.
Kerr's a Pop guy, and this is another thing about Pop people don't know. He has one of the most interesting people that I know that have played for the Spurs. Pop is the coach and he's the president. So they said when you having a problem and you go talk to the GM, like on most teams, he's the GM boss too. So it's a kind of, you know, messed up because he's also
correct.
So they can't really go, you know, like with other teams, they can ride with you or the coach. There's nothing you can do, pretty much.
Boy, all right, we'll keep you up to date on that. Let's talk some football. We got the NFL. We've got everyone's reported to camp. Aaron Rodgers was talking about why he missed OTAs, whatnot. We've got that. Jordan Love's holding out. Let's talk a little NFL. We'll do that next when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. By back, we have teams reporting to camp, so we've got all that. But I think the big comments today that has at least made the rounds, Aaron Rodgers went on, pardon my take, the big Barstool podcast, and he was asked about missing the OTAs. Here's what Rodgers had to say. I'm sure I'll get fined for that. The thing I think people don't understand is that when I was in the NFC North and played for that team years ago, there used to be a real thing called minicamp, where it was you had one of them usually. Sometimes it was right after the draft, but either way, it was 5 practices in 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So 2 practices on Friday, 2 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday. Now, it's not minicamp. They can arbitrarily put a tag on whatever week of OTAs they want. So this is the minicamp week, which makes it somehow more mandatory than other weeks. But it was an OTA schedule. That's how words can be a little deceiving from time to time. You can make a story out of the fact that I missed a minicamp when it was really 2 OTA days. I came to the first 10. I don't know how you feel about the Jets. I still think this whole thing's just a mess. I mean, you're depending on Rodgers, who's coming off an Achilles, pushing 40. It still never made sense to me why they couldn't figure out, all right, here's the schedule. If you want to take the trip, like there were all the weeks off. Why couldn't he push back the trip 2 days, whatnot? They just feel like the dysfunctional franchise continuously being dysfunctional. Do you have faith in the Jets this year?
It's hard for me to say. I guess we're on radio now that I have faith for anybody but my teams. But if Aaron is 100% healthy, then I will always say they have a shot of being.
It's the Aaron Rodgers issue. But it's like, what is he now?
And I don't think we would know that after being his age, coming off Achilles. So that was my thing. If he's healthy, because they have a really good roster. Their defense is off the chain. They have some skill positions. It's rumored that his wideout might be there before the year out from
Devontae Adams.
Yeah, from the Raiders.
I still don't know how they'll make that deal happen, but Devontae wants out. One thing I can tell you this, having watched receiver, Devontae Adams wants to be anywhere other than Vegas.
You got to be doing a bad job to want a man out
correct.
Of Vegas.
And he's like living in like this glorious like mansion. Like it was, the whole house was beautiful. He's like, you can just tell he is miserable.
In Vegas, wow. Yeah, so
losing must really suck.
Yeah, it does. And they have a great facility. I mean, I get on John all the time. He's a Raider fan somehow. But I do think with him missing, I don't have, like I say, if he's healthy, I do. If he's not 100% healthy, even 80, I am not. And also, you know, quarterbacks are spoiled and used to having their way, and I think that's what came down. So what he's saying might make sense in the perfect world, but like you're saying, can you push it back a couple of days? Now, that could have been a pre-planned event,
yeah.
Too, that I think for him not to push it back a couple of days. But
it seems like maybe the team could do something. Like, he could have moved OTAs up 2 days. Like, it just feels like it's a mess.
It's definitely not a good look for your starting quarterback to miss anything that's mandatory. And when you're making millions of dollars and you have and you're all in with your team, you must come and do what you need to do with your team. But yeah, the Jets are all over the place. They're saying the coach might be on the hot seat. I mean, it's just they're on the headlines for too much other stuff than winning.
Yes, I'm with you. Now his former team, Jordan Love, he does not have a contract. He is not participating in minicamp, or whatever. What are we in? We're in not minicamps. We're in training camp.
Training camp.
So Jordan Love not going to participate till a deal is done.
The thing with that is that I'm still getting used to what all you can say on the radio. I think he have Green Bay by the balls, don't you think?
Yes, he does.
The starting quarterback that went to to the playoffs, and I ain't saying his numbers are super great, but they're pretty good. He's showing a lot of potential. I don't know how Green Bay goes against this. I mean, I don't understand this.
Well, and to your point, general manager Brian, I think it's Gutekunst, said Monday shortly before the team's first practice of training camp that Love's representatives informed him Saturday night of their plans to get a deal done. So we completely understand where he's coming. But to your point, they don't have any option. But this is what always blows me away. Why do these teams wait so long to get it done? The longer you wait, you always wind up giving up more. Why not just get a deal done?
Yeah. Well, everybody likes to have pride about themselves, and foolish pride can get you in trouble. I don't know if I ever told you this, Jeffrey. I don't know your team. I'm a
Giants fan, unfortunately.
So I'm one of them few people that got two teams. I'm a 49ers fan, but I'm Titans also. I come hometown. So we have a receiver right now that I think we need to pay like to know tomorrow. You know what I mean? And for some reason, he hasn't entered training camp. Oh, you're a Giant fan, yeah. But
no, but I mean, to your point, it's like that is the one situation though with Brandon Ayuk. I kind of get what the Niners are doing.
Yeah, because it ain't like a quarterback. Like they got, and we got a really lot of good skill positions. But I still think I wouldn't let him go, and I would be sad to see going as a 49er fan, though.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, when we come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Herd, for today's Tell Your Story, let's go to another former Memphian, Paul Feinbaum. He was talking about the USC job and Lincoln Riley. He said this on First Take. I think Lincoln has lost the momentum. You have to win in L.A. Otherwise, you lose badly. And I think he's losing badly. I believe the answer after this season is Deion Sanders. He's going to be tired of Colorado because, quite frankly, it's not prime time. We already got Feinbaum moving. We got USC going to get rid of Lincoln Riley and going prime time at USC with literally Deion. That is Tell Your Story. Because I don't know financially how any of that makes sense, but that is just fun.
Whoa.
Deion at USC.
That is amazing.
Deion at USC. That would be must watch. Want to thank Jason Munz for joining the program. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for Norton, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.